Chapter 29, The Precious Undergarment. Paul gave us specific instructions for how to keep our spiritual wall intact. He said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. That was Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Now, Paul effectively laid out the battle plan. Now, let's look at some key points. When the day of evil comes, Paul tells us when the day of evil comes. Jesus told us there'd be trouble in this world. So don't go off and breathe in Satan's wacky weed, paint a few 60s type peace signs, and zone out on the good times. Because if you don't feel Satan's presence right now, be thankful. But the day of evil will manifest itself. So be on guard. Now, not by might, but by the power of God. You cannot hold up the spiritual wall in your own strength. You just can't do it. Your only strength is God's strength. Your only power is God's power. Your part is surrendering to your commanding officer and following his orders immediately and completely. The full armor of God. You must put on the full armor of God. If you miss even one part of your uniform, you're going to be a sitting duck for Satan. Full armor means keeping all the parts of the armor of God in place. The belt of truth. Adam and Eve had the urge to protect their private parts. Well, God's interested in protecting our private parts too. They're the sites of his instruments of creation. The function of a belt is to hold one's pants up. In order to fulfill its function, a belt must be firmly buckled in place. Jesus frequently punctuated what he said with the preface, I tell you the truth. He wanted us to understand that our life was dependent on knowing the real truth. And he was the truth. He is the truth. Satan was not and is not. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. That was John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus, speaking of Satan, said he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies. That was John chapter 8, verse 44. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, the breastplate not only protects the breast, but it protects the heart and the lungs. It protects the ribs. The breast of the female, figuratively speaking, are the source of nourishment for the baby. The source of our spiritual nourishment must be protected. The heart and the lungs are part of the center of life. If the heart or the lungs are irreparably damaged, the body ceases to function. And it's the same in the spiritual body. If your heart for the Lord and his people are damaged, or you stop breathing the breath of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, then life in the Spirit will stop. Without the full protection of our spiritual armor, we'd be forced to try to stand in our own righteousness. And here's the bad news about that. Indeed, there is no one on earth who is righteous. No one who does what's right and never sins. That was Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. When God told Abraham he was going to have a son, Abraham believed all God told him, even though to his natural mind, it would have seemed like foolishness. Abraham and Sarah were thought to be too old to have a child, and yet God told them it was so. Even though Abraham had no righteousness in himself, God was pleased that Abraham simply believed God. And the Bible says God credited Abraham's faith as righteousness. The good news is God is willing to do the same for us if we will simply believe him and his word sent through Jesus and brought to our remembrance by the Holy Spirit. That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. That was Romans chapter 4, verses 22 to 25. God protects our heart with his righteousness. We need to keep our spiritual breastplate in place. We need to continue to believe God, even when circumstances seem contrary to what he said. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That was Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. How do good soldiers know what to do when they're surprised by the enemy? They've been trained ahead of time. They have their weapons loaded, and they know how to use them. They don't wait until there's a crisis and then yell for someone to go find the manual that might say what to do in such a situation. Now, unfortunately, many of us treat God like a 911 emergency operator. We get in a pinch, we get on the horn, and we scream, "Help!" Or we grab a Bible and we try opening it multiple times at random, try to piece together a message from God. God wants us to be ready for the day of evil. He doesn't want us to be wishy-washy or try to fend off the devil ourselves. He wants us to understand that the best weapon in our arsenal is his word, but we have to pack it inside of us ahead of time. And we have to listen closely to the Holy Spirit to know which words to use and at what moment and what circumstance. The message Jesus brought us, as recorded in the Gospels, was and is a message of peace. God wants us to take every word and store it deep inside the temple. He wants us to review it often and let it soak into our inner thoughts so deeply that no attack of Satan can dislodge it. When the Holy Spirit brings to mind which words to use, we need to be ready to move. Shield of faith. What is faith? Paul, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, describes faith. He said, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." That was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We often hear the declaration, "I'll believe it when I see it." However, a much deeper truth of the Spirit is, "I'll see it when I believe it." When we're willing to believe God simply because he says so, then we'll have the beginnings of faith. It's both amazing and amusing to see how many things God delighted to do by making them seem impossible by human standards. Yet when God's people were willing to simply do what God said to do, because he said to do it, they saw amazing results. Faith comes down to whether we trust God. Paul taught about the armor of God long after Adam and Eve, but God's words never change. The words he gave to Paul likely were words he had already shared with Adam and Eve, and now shares with us today.